Was it Snooki? JWoww? Wait, I thought this was the challenge. We got Vendettas Episode 6 coming up on AfterBuzz TV just next.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Something that's... This episode was good, man. The water, I feel like we're in that challenge that they did tonight, which was so good, so intense.
It was like...
What was it like?
Like, pop, pop, hold your nose, pop,
pop. Except it wasn't really because nobody even got far enough down to be able to. Maybe if they had done that, they helped. Is that the secret to holding your breath? You hold your nose?
I think they should have put their noses in the goggles.
Like when you used to take shots in high school. Oh, no, no one did that. Right. When you took shots in high school, but you didn't actually want to taste the vodka, so you held your nose.
Right. Like it helped.
Anybody else?
It didn't help.
No, I didn't do that.
That's so what I did at home in New Jersey, and we had a little flash of the Jersey Shore tonight with who wrote the note. And I see all of your guys' conspiracy theories. We love it. We're talking about everything already live in the group chat. Who did it? We all got our ideas. We're going to break it down all tonight. Episode 6 of The Challenge Vendettas, Notes on a Scandal. I don't even know if that grammatically makes sense, like what kind of sentence that is. But anyway, thank you all so much for joining us. We see you're popping in there. My name is Jenna Bussier. You can find me on Twitter at Jenna_Bussier. We got a full panel. Pam is back. We're so happy and excited.
Hey, y'all. I missed you. Hi. I really did.
Hi. Hey, y'all. Hey, Pam's guys. Here.
Hi, Jersey. Woo.
Welcome back, girl.
Hi, I really did. It's my Tuesday was just not the same without you guys, so I'm really happy to be here.
Did you,
Tony?
Miss
where's
us?
The?
Really miss us. I did. I really did. Yay! Missed you guys too. Thank you, Misty.
Oh, we actually have one.
That's awesome.
That's pretty sick.
That's all right, awesome. But enough about me. You can find me all over social media. No, I'm just kidding. But for real, you can find me, and I'm trying to get y'all. I am trying to get. Good at doing the Twitter and the Instagram.
Yeah, she is, y'all.
I am. So I really appreciate it for those of you that are giving us information and letting us know stuff. We love it. We love the show. Obviously, we do this for fun, so we enjoy talking about it with you guys all week long, not just when we're here. So thank you. Please continue tweeting at us. I'm at Pamela Gross Jill on all the stuff. All right.
I'm David Christopher, and I am also on Twitter. And definitely, yeah, please,
it's a little better. Please, a little better.
Please talk to me too on there. I enjoy talking to all you guys and seeing your comments and responses. And this is fun. So, yes, definitely interact with all of us. You can find me on Twitter at DPR Christopher, Instagram, David Punk Rock Christopher. Who wrote that?
All right, y'all. It's got to be Natalie, right? Because it's from Jersey Shore, and she's from New Jersey, so it only makes sense for her to be the one like, oh, we write notes here in Jersey, so I'm just kidding.
Okay,
this is obviously not my real theory.
Okay, I'm not catching the New Jersey connection.
If we want to jump right into it. Oh, because Jersey Shore. Who wrote the note?
Over my head.
Pam wasn't a Jersey Shore fan.
I was. I watched every... Oh, was it to Sammy about how Ronnie was bad?
Yes.
Okay.
Right. Okay. All right, we're going to get into it. So, obviously not Natalie.
GTL, I know that.
Pam thinks she's going on the side that it's Brittany. Well, so you think this is a whole Brittany setting herself up because she wants people to turn on Marie, so she's kind of writing the notes to herself, blaming other people about talking about her. What's your theory on this?
I was initially thinking that it was Marie. I thought, oh, Marie, I liked the theories, loved the way that they posited the theories with, like, the actual images of each character with the sleeping mask. Like, was it Shane? I think we know it wasn't Shane unless they faked us out with the, like, the ring, blurred out digital character creeping into the room and placing the note. I do love, though, that it was like Shane couldn't possibly peel back an inch of his sleeping mask to see who it was.
It was that beauty rest.
Right.
Know?
Although, in his defense, he didn't know they were planting a secret note. So, who knows?
True.
Then I came around. So, initially, I thought it was Marie.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm going to go with three key suspects. If you guys remember V on We're on the Boat, her Road Rulesy.
Okay.
V has a little criminal past. I love you, V. She was a bit of a klepto, as I've mentioned before.
Oh,
I do not think
there,
she's above. I don't. I love her. I think she likes to stir the pot. And I think she's mildly devious about it.
And she's being quiet. She's sitting there, legs crossed and her bed, head down, not really saying anything. I don't think it's Veronica.
Just chewing the side of her face.
Maybe that's her, like, you caught me, like, mechanism. Exactly. That's
her
defense.
What do you think her motive would be, though?
Stir shit up. I'm not sure.
Well, we saw her just... throw in that Leroy vote last year because she wanted
to. Yeah, but she was also like wanted to be heard, you know? There's like
right, that's the thing. She wanted to be heard. Yeah. So maybe this is her way of, I don't know if that makes sense.
I'm not
to be heard.
Strongly backing this theory that it's just, V. I'm just saying she could. She's someone that I don't think is beyond it.
Because she's being awfully
it.
Quiet, but maybe she's just true, above the drama. Maybe she's like, right. I have nothing to do with this. Why am I even going to stick my nose in here and make myself a suspect when this is, I'm so far removed from this. So if that's her case, good on her for not trying to like weasel her way into the drama.
Well, this is going from least believe that they are to most believe. So V as number three.
Okay.
As number two, Jemmy, surely for, what's the word? For the only soul's sake, solely. For the sake of her own entertainment. I think Jemmy literally...
You're hitting like, everybody right now.
And then, but my number one suspect is Brittany.
Is Brittany. So Brittany. You didn't even throw Marie in there. See, I think...
I really believe... When she was saying, like, I swear on my dad's life, I swear on my... At that point, like, unless you're really... crap person.
Right.
Unless you're like sitting on my fingers crossed, it doesn't count. Right. Which, you know, I kind of believe Marie at this point.
It's a really great point. She was swearing
she was
on
like,
her family members.
I
but at the same time, why is Marie creeping? Why is she always in the right place at the right time? You mean to tell me she just happened to be staring, like listening so intently into the room that this note is planted in, just staring with the guiltiest face ever, like, oh, crap, here they come, let me run away, let me just, oh, casually, coincidentally walk into somebody who's leaving that room who's coming to accuse me. Oh, me? Were you looking for me? I just happen to be here. So that is where she looks extremely guilty to me. I'm starting to lose my Devin theory, but at first, in the beginning of episode, I was like, clearly it's Devin. They keep showing him in his interview, in his confessional. He's saying, oh, this is such a manipulation game, a mind game. Once you let the chips fall, everybody's going to go crazy on each other, and you'll see their true colors. I'm like, obviously Devin just planted this for the hell of it, because he's a manipulator, and this would be funny to see how this
and to
falls
back
apart.
Your theory, I could see Devin being like, what would a girl write on? Pink paper.
Everyone's talking crap about you. It's like the burn book in Mean Girls. Like, you're fake. Everyone's talking crap about you when you leave the room.
Right. But you don't even know.
Do you think that it's he would go out of his way that much for girl? I can see him stirring the pot with the guys, but do you think there's that much motivation there to do that with the girls? Like, what's he gonna really get out of it, you know? Like,
again,
no, that's a great point.
Devin
just
seems
amusement
to enjoy.
Exactly,
he did, again, bringing back the facts. Mr. and Mrs. bringing back the facts. Remember when Devin was like, I can't wait till they throw in Jemmy or Veronica. So it goes, woo, I don't
he
even know what
that meant.
He just
likes to watch the drama explode. So I feel like he's kind of a West character for that reason. Like, he would like to instigate just so he can watch it and not be a part of it. Like, I'm going to start this fire, walk away, let it burn. Uh-huh. But that's why I'm kind of retracting my idea that is Devin, because it looks like really girly handwriting, unless maybe he has a... co-conspirator with him,
I think
he's tapping into another girl in the house to write them
for him.
Yeah, I
think if we're going that route,
could there be three note writers?
Might as well even throw bananas at it if you're gonna go that route, like, because that's something up his alley.
But
too,
it's just we didn't see bananas looking guilty at all. That's the only reason why they are like
but in the
editing
previews,
it to,
in
for
the,
it to be Devin.
I mean, in the previews for the next episode, he did talk about it and he had little devil horns. Yeah, there's little devil horns. So
we did
ghost writers, tons of ghost writers.
You never know, you know what I mean? And then I mean the Marie thing. I think that's the obvious thing because I think that's how they edit. That's what they want to leave. You to believe, and who knows if it ends up being her, then I'm eating my words. But I think I kind of go with you, Pam, on the fact that she did kind of put it on her whole family, and that's like a really like poopy thing to do.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I don't think it's her. I definitely think there's some co-conspirators.
Oh,
you know
okay.
I mean?
So it's not just one person. It wasn't in Jersey Shore either. It was Snooki and Jay. Wow. So you always got to write a note with
like,
a friend.
And like, of course, it was Snooki and Jay. Okay. So who do you think it is, Devin and?
I would say I think a good potential suspect is Brittany, just for the sake of like protecting Brad. She's throwing Marie under the bus, which is a vendetta. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's enough like motive there that it could be her, you know what I mean? I mean, but this is it is tough. And then, like I said, it's hard. I'd say Brittany.
Yeah. It's just funny, this figure,
that's my final
editing graphic that we had, which you hit the nail on the head when you said the ring. Like, Samara coming out of the TV. Here she comes. But somebody in the group chat just said the figure looked manly as hell. And I'm wondering.
It did, though. It did.
What? Wait, I saw.
It was like a big outline, though. It wasn't kind of small.
Because it's an outline, because it's a graphic. It's like they're smearing the lens.
That's true. Maybe I'm grasping at straws here.
You cannot see any sort of bodily figure at all.
It was a big figure, though. It
because they're
been like
covering
a little, like...
everything.
They could have exaggerated it to make it
that's
look
true,
like
true.
To throw us off.
That's true. It's hard to say in that. That is
it,
true.
It is a
but
mystery.
But I do see their point. I do see their point.
Somebody thinks it might have been Nicole. It looked like a girl to me. It looked like a man. Are you guys crazy? It looked like a graphic. This looked like a glitch in your television screen.
Right. It was Samara's puddle. Like,
anyway, one more question on this because people are getting pissed that we're talking about this note so much. But so if it is Brittany setting herself up or setting up Marie in spite of herself, what do you guys think about that? Do you think it's a good game plan, stupid, if this is Brittany doing it all along?
Okay, so Brittany has this face that I can't tell if it's just a face she makes or if it's like the already I feel stupid about it face. But during her confessional, she had that face where it was like, and Brittany's and Marie's on her high horse and I'm going to get her off. Like the face you make when you already feel dumb about, like,
you can't keep a secret. Like
you have to
mom,
keep it going because you've done it already, but you're realizing it might be dumb. She had that face. So that's what made, that's when I was like, oh, Brittany's doing it to herself, which is like, yeah, you know, like kind of cool.
Because David, when we were watching, you thought it was smart. You said, if she's doing this herself, this is kind of a smart move.
I think it is smart. It's something you would not see coming, you would not predict. And it does carry motive to, like, I mean, you know, that's her vendetta. And it's also, you know, Brad, she's a gunner. Right. She's gunning for Brad. So it kind of hits two birds with one stone. You know what I mean? It makes sense to me. And I think it's pretty genius.
Yeah.
You know?
I think the risk is greater than the reward here. So it's going to come out eventually, right? Like, even if it is Brittany doing it to herself, she's going to slip. Somebody's going to realize. Mm-hmm. Somebody's going to see her writing a note. And that exposure would be, like, mortifying to me. Being caught writing notes to myself. Like, I just feel like that's so
it's
weird.
Like,
you really have
flowers.
To commit to that acting.
That's,
and that
that's
tactic.
That's why I think
like,
there's
I
more.
Just wouldn't want that on me.
Right. Well, so I think there's more to
it's
it
not,
than just one.
I don't think in the long run you're just going to look really stupid at the end and people are going to laugh at you like, why the hell are you
there's
trying to expose yourself?
There's been a lot of stupid things on the challenge, so I don't
know.
Yeah,
that's true. That's
and,
true.
And even from Brittany with like, okay, again, Leroy. And she made the same face, which is like, this might be dumb, but I'm going to do it. I'm going to double down. So maybe a Devin or a Brad convinced her this was a good idea.
I just love them investigating and putting down all the clues. Like, they have flip-flops and they wrote on this paper, who could it be? And as mentioned in the group chat, Cara Marie did tweet out earlier today that we find out who wrote the note in 2 weeks. So I don't know if that means one more week after this episode because she tweeted out tonight or another, like the third episode from now. But we will find out who writes it in 2 weeks.
Okay.
So MTV is trying to make us play detective and investigator here. Interesting.
We got to
start.
This
is being drawn out.
A bracket. I like it.
So keep filling us in. Yeah. We'll go over everything and we will see who is correct about this.
Awesome.
Okay, now let's take it from the top now that we spent 25 minutes talking about handwriting on a piece of paper. So we started off with the post-elimination between Sylvia and Melissa. And the girls are like, this is their Super Bowl win. Like, they are all huddling together. I was like, dang, that's kind of petty. I know that they didn't like Melissa, but they are so stoked she's gone. Sylvia's back in the house, but Sylvia is like... dying right now. 102 fever. And Nicole, I wanted to bring up this point because I thought this was interesting. Kaylee goes to Nicole and says, Nicole, do you really think that Melissa would have made it any further than this point in the game with everybody not liking her? What did you guys... I think yes is what my thing was. I'm like, Kaylee, what are you talking about? Like, Melissa's a fierce competitor. Mm-hmm. So what if people don't like her? I mean, I guess politically it's not going to work with all of the girls being so catty gunning for her. But I think she had a really good shot in this game.
Judging by that performance and her brat and her just, like, tenacity and just, like, the I don't give up attitude. Mm-hmm. And I really think she would have. I think she would continue going 100%. Even if they are gunning for her and if they're in there, I feel like she's going to have a dang good shot of coming back every time.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't think a lot of these girls are as tough as her, realistically. So even if so, like, I still think she would have fared pretty well. So it's kind of a bummer, you know?
I think she's one of the best girl competitors we've seen in a while.
I agree.
100%. Her fight, everything. Because some people are really athletically inclined. Like, Car Maria, not saying she's a bad competitor at all. She has that build and that muscle. Melissa looks smaller. Like, you don't expect that from her. But her fight and her endurance was incredible.
She got harsh.
Yeah. I couldn't believe, frankly, that Sylvia took her out. I guess that's, again, kudos to Sylvia. I think that having everybody, the females, gunning for you, which thus far it's been the girls putting in the girls.
Yeah.
She's going to be a target every time. But I think she could have gotten pretty far, even being a target. She might have been like the girl hunter, like just keep on going in, but she didn't. So unfortunately, we won't know unless we see you again, Melissa. Melissa was great to watch. I was bummed that she went home. The other thing on that, and that with the note that we're sort of seeing now, is that the girls all seem to be up in the air until this episode. We can see sort of alliances forming better by room.
It does seem now the rooms are the friends.
The rooms are like the factions, and then they're sort of the newbies are kind of floaters. But it seems like Kaylee is with the other girls, the non-Kara V Gem girls.
Yeah, she's definitely on the younger side. She kind of is a floater, like Kayla. She's kind of like cool with Marie and Kayla, so she's kind of in the mix of everything. But I want to give an honorable mention to the pool boys of Josh and Vic sunbathing themselves, which is really funny because now we loop back full circle to Victor and Shane getting in this fight at the end of the episode. Meanwhile, in the beginning of the episode, I actually wrote down, is Victor like gay taunting Shane right now? All because we don't see if Victor's gay or not, but he's like, Shane, look at me. Look, I'm rolling up my shorts. And Shane's like, yeah, like you're hot. I'm looking at you. What more do you want from me?
Was that just these modern guys that want attention from any place they can get it? Or was he like trying to entice him? I don't know. I don't know about Victor.
Start to flirt with Shane, kind of like a Natalie Banana situation, and use Shane to his advantage. Right. But clearly, as we see the episode panned out, that did not happen.
Victor has a girlfriend.
Thank you.
Okay.
So he's not gay, right? Just but he's very flirty. He's trying to show it off for Shane in this situation.
Right. He's just playing a game, maybe.
Which is
Who knows?
So ridiculous.
You know. All right,
we go into the challenge of the day, and it's gasping for air, but before we do, we get TJ and the whole spiel and stuff. And something I thought was interesting, so Sylvia's obviously really sick, and Natalie, I guess, is sick as well. Yeah. So the two of them don't have to compete. And I know they've had a little bit of this in the past if somebody's really injured, but I feel like this is kind of a new thing on the challenge where this continues to happen.
It was a guy's elimination,
So I guess it doesn't matter.
They weren't
going to
be involved in the. That's what I thought. Because I was like, but this is some bullshit.
Right.
But it didn't.
It does make sense.
Yeah. I mean, it stunk, sort of, but it was a team event, and the only people that could go into a Troika or an Olymp. Oh, well, I guess Troika could have been a female, technically.
Yeah, Troika could have been a female.
But the only people that could have been eliminated were males, so I don't think they were going to make or break it one way or the other. But it stunk that. The grenade became
I agree.
That
was
where it sucked. Like, she doesn't get to use it next time. Like,
I was
going to
say, I feel like the guys keep being thrown bones in this game.
Yeah, they got lucky.
They got lucky. The grenade wasn't used. And also, the other day, it was two girls' eliminations in one day. It ended up being a girls' challenge when it was... They went in being gender-free, gender-neutral day, and then it ended up being a girl's when they had already had the elimination the episode prior.
Say that didn't happen, who do you think, or what grenade do you think Sylvia would have used and against who?
Brad. I think she would have done something to Brad. Probably the endurance test, or maybe she would have picked the teams if she... Well, I don't know, because it's not really... Doing a stake for the... She doesn't have any stake in this elimination because it's a challenge because it's not her elimination day.
Pick the teams
for this
one,
though. So I'm sure she would screw over Brad, though.
Well, I guess you don't know what the teams are when you're picking them, but pick the teams in this game could have been a great advantage.
Yeah. It definitely could have.
So that would have been, I guess, hindsight's 2020. But yeah, picking the teams would have been great for
this. Sierra Holly in our group chat has a really good point. They could have just asked Sylvia for her decision.
Like, what do you want us to use?
She wasn't too sick where she couldn't open up her mouth and speak the English language.
That was silly, and that's what I thought. It was and she's not here, so I'm gonna say what she wants to do. Like, she didn't need to...
True.
Yeah, that's why I thought that whole little intro was such a cop-out. I'm like, since when are you too sick to perform in a challenge? Doesn't that kind of go against, like, the grit of it being the challenge? And now we're throwing away this grenade. Like, okay, yeah, boys, here's another lucky day for you.
Just sucked. Yeah. I would like to see what would... Because that could have changed the tone of a lot of things. You know what I mean? So that sucks. I mean, to her credit, Sylvia put up a heck of a fight, and she was sick. And granted, when you're already sick and you put up that kind of adrenaline, that kind of... It's going to worry. You knew she's going to get worse.
Yeah.
So, I mean, understandably so. But yeah, it does suck. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It sucks.
All right, so we got gasping for air. I really like this challenge, even though it wasn't, I guess, the fastest. It was pretty fast-paced, but it wasn't like a head-to-head insane fight between a few people. But I was so into this the entire time. It gave me anxiety watching them have
rad.
To go under.
It was fun. Yeah. I mean, you know, Southern California kid. You know, I grew up swimming the beach. I love it. I love pools. You know, I love swimming. I would have been actually really stoked about this. The fact that it's at night in open water, yeah, that's pretty crazy. Yeah. It's going to be intimidating. Person though, I think it would have been fun. You know what I mean? It was one of those things like you just, if you can hold your breath, I think it's a mental thing. You know? Don't get scared of going down and thinking you're going to drown. You know, if you just psych yourself out, I think you'll be okay. You know what I mean? But again, if you have a fear of water, you don't swim often. I can see how that could also be a bit more frightening. But I think personally, I would have fun with this. That would be fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. This is one of the only ones that I'm not just out and out horrified about the thought of doing. So I like it. I think you don't know what you're getting into until you are in a situation like that, because a lot of people that I thought would have been much stronger competitors in this didn't do very well. And then I was very surprised by some people. Sometimes Tony's not our Tony. We love you, Tony. We didn't even say hi to Tony in the booth tonight.
Tony,
shout out
face.
To our
Tony.
Amazing engineer.
Our Tony.
We love you so much.
Yes.
Tony, the face.
The face.
And then regular Tony
but
from the Tony, challenge. She's all right.
Tony from the challenge is some sort of like savant.
He really is.
Like, and this, he's like, I was so scared I didn't breathe at all for 28
minutes.
I would say, I am loving Tony on this challenge. Yeah. Like, I never had an issue with the guy. You know, yeah, we give him a hard time, but I like the guy. I really do. You know what I mean?
And until like, he started humping a dolphin.
Listen, though, because the other challenge where it was eating food, I can kind of get. Like, he just wants to be the bottomless pit. Like, he's Tony, we don't really know what he's good at. Maybe not the smartest, maybe not the strongest, but so eating food, perfect for Tony. But this was an insane endurance contest. Not only that, he didn't stop for the breathing
breathe.
Station.
One time. He's at the first
He was
one.
The only one that went completely through without right. stopping to breathe.
He's a little already like oxygen deficient up there, I think.
I think his mental strength is really saving him in this game. This is Tony's year. He doesn't want to be a bad boyfriend anymore, so he has got a lot to prove.
I don't know what's going on with him, but I gotta give it up for Tony because something is going on. Where he's just like...
He's showing up this time.
I personally love how much everybody sucked at this challenge.
Right.
Like, Nelson, you were so close. You were going down. It was just a hard no. Nope. Make my way. Love Devin. Devin's like, yeah, no, I'm going to save my life. Like, I'm going to choose to breathe instead of kill myself under this water.
Joss, down.
That's so surprising.
Right. Yeah. Ran like 100 miles without...
I think it's his goggles.
Do we think it was really his goggles?
I mean, I'm believe it, but it's like, can't you still kind of, you know, you're touching a straight line. Couldn't you have sort of gotten there?
Do you think it was an excuse?
No, I think you go down, you're
I think if your goggles
your,
get full of water, you're suck. Gonna, yeah, you're suck. Not gonna be able to finish that.
Yeah, but still disappointing. It's like, come on, we want more from you. You can't.
And I was waiting, so I was just sitting there waiting, like watching so closely to Leroy to go, like a supportive best friend. I'm like, come on, Leroy, like you got this. I know you don't really like swimming; it's not your thing, but like I got faith in you. And he started going, and then he popped up. He got a few feet.
He moved it, so that was good. Good for him, you know. Hey, you know.
Did Nicole
Z
it,
was
right?
the best for the girl? Okay. She got 80 feet.
Okay, so
that was really good. Victor, I think he's a swimmer. He must have been a swimmer because he killed that. He's like a merman out there, like completely ripped through it. Bananas didn't kill it, but he did pretty well. But he had to stop and use the breathing stations a lot. But he finished.
He finished. And he did it compared to some of the guys that are in way better shape than him. So I mean, I was impressed to see that too. I didn't know.
Brad
so
too.
Well.
Brad and Shane also when it was neck and neck with him and Bananas, and he popped up before him. Did really well. I think he's a swimmer, though. I think that's been well established.
Brad or Shane?
Shane.
Yeah, Shane, I'm not that surprised. But Brad, I wouldn't have thought this would be a big holding your breath challenge.
Yeah.
But Johnny, because of the Champs vs. Stars, we saw him show up real hard in a water challenge and beat Wes when it was a weird underwater swimmy through things.
I think that was the Champs vs. Stars. Yeah,
and he did a good job. So I knew he might be able to do a pretty good job on this
Were you guys surprised by any of the girls particularly? Because it wasn't their day.
No.
Anybody shock you?
Well, Nicole. Someone's talking about Nicole's, right? Like, Jemmy, you was a lifeguard. I hope you didn't have to save nobody.
Miss D.
But there is the pool or the ocean. Probably just see, if you see Jemmy there, keep walking to the next lifeguard.
She's not going to save you.
I was going to say, actually, knowing that she's a lifeguard makes me refute this argument. But when I was watching, I was actually kind of shocked that she did as well as she did. It wasn't much. But at the same time, I was like, okay, Jemmy at first. Her and Marie at first were surprising me. Of course, then they popped up, came above water very shortly. But at first, I was like, okay, they're doing better than Joss and Nelson so far.
That's true. That's
The point. People that did well did very well. And the people that did poorly did very poorly. Like, there was
it
not
was like
a lot of middle
zero
ground.
Zero to 100. Right. Exactly.
Yeah, That's true.
Kayla kind of surprised me how she didn't have gas in the tank to do that. But swimming's different and you're diving down. It's difficult.
Yeah, it's that initial 15-foot thing. I think that either once you get down there, it's kind of smooth sailing, or you can't quite make it down there.
That's what I'm saying. It's just the way down, it's going to psych yourself out, or you're going to psych yourself out.
And Victor were so fast that I thought they had swimmies on for, or whatever they're called, kickies. You know, flippers. Right, that's the official.
I almost said floaties, flippers, and that would have made zero sense.
But I thought that they did. I was looking at his feet. Victor was like a merman. I was like, oh, he's just doing that? They were very speedy down there.
Yeah. So we see, and this, we missed, I guess, the fine print, the small detail of this. The winning team. We get his Bananas team. Bananas, Tony, Zach, Kayla's on it, Kyle. So some people kind of get to skate through, like Kayla not doing anything or Zach only going like 10 feet.
Are we surprised about this again? Banana wins again.
Bananas, but I honestly, I think it was Tony's doing that his team won because he ripped through that. He did. Bananas obviously had a great time as well. But what we see is, so it's the team that wins and the three fastest time from that team gets the troika. When they said at the beginning of the challenge, three fastest individual times, and they keep saying the entire season, this isn't an individual game.
Right.
So this kind of pissed me off because these teams were picked, and now it's a team game. And this isn't individual, and why are we even going off of people's personal times if it comes down to the team?
I agree. I was kind of thrown off by that. I thought, and I know we had said that too, I thought it was individually whoever has the fast time individually. So that was a little bit interesting too. You know what I mean? Because obviously there was other... competitors that had better times that finished, you know? So it's kind of weird, you know? That kind of sucks.
Yes, total BS that Kyle was in the troika. He did 50 feet. Not well. Even Carmaria was like,
seriously,
Kyle, he's cute. That was her, like he was so sucky.
Yeah, how does that
right. And as a gender split team thing, it should have been girls time separately and guys time separately.
Yeah, I agree with
that. And the three fastest in whatever gender. Like the three... I don't know how to break that down.
But it's hard.
But it should have been. It shouldn't have been a team thing. No, the free.
It would have been all guys anyway. The girls weren't. They were not going to compete with their times to be in the troika today.
Oh, have faith, Jen.
Yeah.
Well, we already saw it didn't happen.
But at least then the three fastest guys, because I don't even think Bananas would have been in there. I think it would have been Victor,
Brad, Victor, and Tony.
And Brad.
And or Shane.
And then Shane, absolutely. Sorry, Shane, Victor, and Tony.
Yeah.
That's who it would have been, exactly. I think. And that's how they set it up, that it was going to be individual. So I was like, what is this bullshit that Bananas is in the troika again with Kyle? And also that team, it was like random teams, like Bananas, Kyle, Tony.
They
Kayla.
Mentioned it in our group chat, actually.
That
Thank
seemed
you guys.
Like a they, pretty unfair. And Zach, I think, was on that team,
the
too.
The troika from last episode actually picked the teams. Which they didn't state clearly.
No,
but
they said it was random.
I know, but that's... I believe I read that online earlier today as well. And Marie tweeted, like, oh, the troika from last episode picked the teams tonight. And it was just weird how that happened.
That makes more sense, though, than it being random. Because I was like, somehow Bananas has the best team.
Yeah.
As per usual. So I don't...
But that's another thing. So not only is this entire situation BS, what's even more BS is now it's the losing team. So now Brad, who probably would have won and may have had the fastest time for the guys, just because he's in this losing team and it's a guys' elimination day and there's only two guys in that team, it's him or Nelson.
Yeah, that's a
when
really
honestly, there's so many other dudes who underperformed, like Joss or Nelson.
Didn't even
finish, Leroy. Well, Nelson's on there, but Leroy, yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
so
sucks.
Many guys that deserve to go in.
It almost
than
makes
Brad.
It seem like you could have just not even done it as long as your team won. Like,
Well,
you know, who cares? Like, you know, like, safe. Like,
yeah, exactly.
That sucks.
That's it. Does suck. Like old 50-foot Kyle's in the troika.
Something
that's
suspicious
not fair.
About this.
Yeah,
producers.
But that's...
Oh, see, Marie tweeted that she set Brad up to lose. So if she did have a hand, she made the teams for this challenge.
The troika picked the teams. We're going to have to... I don't entirely understand
Pam
that.
Is very... She thinks this is a conspiracy. The troika picked the team. She can't even handle it. But anyway, so let's see then. Were you guys surprised by the losing team then picking Brad over Nelson?
Yes. I mean, no, because, okay, obviously, some people, when it started with Cam, who I thought... Okay, so Cam started it by picking Brad. To us, we were discussing it while we watched. It seemed like a no-brainer. Like, Brad kind of smoked the competition. Nelson lost. I would have thought Cam would have picked Nelson for sure. Then I understand Kaylee, who's kicking it with him, picking Nelson, yeah. obviously. But
no,
then
picking
who was the
Brad
third girl?
As opposed to Nelson, yes.
Picking Brad as opposed
then
to Nelson.
Then it was Marie picking but Brad, then, who was more than obvious okay, so because it, she has a problem with him. Right. Right. So at first, David asked me in commercial, so who would you pick if you're in this situation? And I said, Nelson, 1,000%. Dude made it maybe like 3 seconds right. into the water right. and popped out. But I was being completely unbiased and just thinking about it from a competitive level. But if you're in that house, it seems like everybody hates okay. Brad. So it was like a no-brainer that they had the chance to throw him in. Everybody's been trying to break up Brad and Britt this entire season. So now they get to. It's really unfortunate for him, though, because he killed it.
Now I'm getting it. Marie setting up. Because I was going to say, why would she put herself on a non-winning team then? But if it was a guy's thing and she put someone that likes Nelson, her who's anti-Brad, that actually makes sense. Good job, Marie, I guess.
So, Nelson, you got really lucky, man.
Yeah.
You're in a good situation with people not liking
strategy,
Brad.
Right? Yeah.
Strategy. I do have to say, though, I am excited to see Brad in an elimination. We get to see how rusty he is, if he's back from his vet days. Like, we get to truly gauge how Brad's going to be.
So far, Brad has been doing fantastic. Nearly won everything that he could have potentially won, except for like eating mayonnaise or whatever. You know, like, and I also, going back to that one, wiping out all those teams immediately seemed kind of crappy to me too, but.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we got to go to the Troika voting room where it's all super intense and they sit at this table and they look at pictures. But right before that, we get a little foreshadow. That's the only reason I'm bringing it up.
Okay.
Because we see a splash of Natalie for the first time in two whole episodes. Like, I guess because she's been sick, like, we don't see her at all. And then we finally see her and she's basically saying to Bananas, like, what are you doing for me?
Right.
Is what, how I took it. She's itching. She wants Victor out, but she's putting it all in Bananas. Obviously, he's in the Troika. He has the power to do so, mm-hmm. but it seems like, I hate Victor. I want an out. Bananas, you do what I flirted with you for.
Right.
Give
exactly.
me what
she's
I
like,
want.
No,
this
leotard's
not going to wear itself.
Yeah. 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 I mean, that's, as we were discussing, you know, it's one of those things that, I mean, to me, the obvious, at least I would gun for Devin if I'm Bananas. You know, that's my obvious choice.
Okay.
But I think, obviously, as we were saying, the influence of Natalie has Bananas thinking elsewhere with Victor, you know what I mean? Which, stupid, is that a mistake Johnny's making? You know what I mean? Is he slipping?
Also, the main thing we have to gather from this is Banana says, Victor is the person I'm most threatened of in this game.
Yeah.
Like, what
that was
are you talking about?
Why?
You don't even know anything really about him yet.
Right. When we know Devin is a mastermind and he's the one kind of construing all this
he's
whole
the puppet
other
master
mm-hmm.
he really has some puppeteers too
right so I think Johnny might be making a rookie mistake and being blindsided right now by or just blinded right now by Natalie you know
I think
mean?
He's throwing Natalie a bone I don't
yeah
I think he's
I don't
got
think
it
matters who he picks so much like all those people at this point between Victor Shane Devin who it was gonna pretty much be some of those were gonna get his vote it's all sort of you know what I mean?
I think
none
he's got it arranged.
Are.
Like, he has his game plan. He knows. But he's just saying, like, I'm going to help my girl out. We've been flirting. Like, I'll throw her a bone. She kind of asked me to do this.
Yeah.
So he knows he's well enough off in these games where mm-hmm. he can kind of throw away that decision for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, so Kyle right away wants Shane.
Agreed.
Just doesn't like Shane. He's annoying. Talks too much. My mm-hmm. take from this is, okay, so just don't be nice to anybody in the house or don't have friends. Everyone's like, Shane talks to too many people. We don't trust him. He's too nice to everybody.
Yeah. I mean, I don't want to... all due respect to Kyle, who I think is mod... There's no way to say any of this without ruffling. I think it's unintentional, thinly veiled homophobia. Like, he's like, I can give you guys shit and you mates give it back to me. Mm. He just doesn't get Shane, I don't think. Shane, you know, basically flirts and he doesn't understand it. So I don't think he's necessarily actively like, get him out. He's a, you know, I don't think it's conscious like mm-hmm. that, but I think he's like, I don't get it, mates. We talk shit with each other. He doesn't talk shit with me. He's just nice. And that makes him uncomfortable because he doesn't understand it. So he's just like, I don't love that guy.
So we have
so
Shane
sort of easy.
And Victor up, and then they're toying back and forth. Devin, Nelson, Joss maybe, and they throw up Devin. I think it's kind of a good call because we see that he's kind of leading the rebel troops against Bananas. But at the same time, everybody's big on, why didn't you throw mm-hmm. in Joss? Do you think
really,
this is a dropped ball?
This is really a hard question. Like, Devin is an obvious target. Why are we not gunning for Devin? If you're Bananas and then you're Scottie Pippen with Michael Jordan.
Oh, God.
Where are you guys? And Dennis Rodman.
I loved that, by the way, because I'm a fan of that Bulls team. Yeah, MJ.
Like, I love Kyle not knowing who Dennis Rodman is and then be like, I hope that's a good thing.
Right. I don't know.
But I mean, really, like, how is that even a hard call? Like this guy is going to be one of your biggest threats in the house. He's a mastermind. You know that. And you know he legitimately does not like you. Why are you not getting rid of that guy?
I have an answer for this one because Bananas has his panties in a bunch over Natalie.
Exactly.
And so he's gunning for Victor this time and pretending he's a real big threat to him and not pushing for Devin as much as he would be generally.
Well,
and
Devin
it's all
made it.
Bananas game. Right. Devin's,
so Devin's
in it.
Nominated. But why not Joss? Everybody's saying, why wouldn't you do this? Because their whole theory behind this Troika voting is we want Brad to go home. Who's going to knock him out? And
right.
then they don't nominate probably the best competitor to knock him out, the best option.
This is where Bananas is a little plantain. He he does. He talks a big game, but like he doesn't want Joss after him. He doesn't want anyone.
Joss.
If
I know it's Joss,
Kyle,
it's
if
just
all
hard
those
to
other
say.
Guys did it, right now Bananas the scary leader, and no one has the real power to cross him. If people really did outnumber him and try and take him down, they could have some power. And I think Joss is someone you don't necessarily. People like Joss.
Yeah, I don't see him as a big deal yet. You don't take that card out yet. You don't have to yet. You know what I mean? Because he's still kind of like that wild card. Like, who knows? He
right.
may not be that much of a threat. He may not be that great, or he may be. You don't really know yet, but you have other vendettas in the house that are a lot more threatening, I think, than Joss. So that's almost like that wild card that, like,
yeah,
you just kind of leave there right now. You know what I mean?
And yes, I agree. And as we can see, just by their own doing, these three guys, it's bad when Devin is the most calm, cool, and collected. Like we're seeing already tonight, Victor and Shane have like argued themselves into a tizzy and are fighting and da da da, and making themselves more and more, as we know now, the pattern. The people who freak out the most the night out before the thing are the ones that go in. I'd be surprised if it wound up being Devin, but these guys are making themselves
right.
In the beginning, at this point, when it's still only halfway there, or whatever, I think you just want to get rid of the riffraff.
Right.
So let's
get into then Shane and Victor, but first it's the Inquisition and Bananas. Spilling the tea. It's just so theatrical. And I'm like, oh, God, we're really going with this, like, spilling the tea
he's, like,
phrase here.
Like,
he has his
Black
teapot. He has his cups. I'm like, Bananas, you're enjoying this way too much. I really just hope you're not in the Troika every week. So spilling the tea. And immediately, Shane does take this literally, and he kind of starts spilling the tea. And he kind of just starts throwing anybody under the bus. And he says, I'm a reflector. When things are pointed on me, I push it on someone else.
Right.
But to his credit, Jen, he was being honest. He was being truthful. What he was saying was accurate.
Wait, do you think he was being truthful, though? Because he says, everybody's gunning for you, Bananas. I know people in this at this table and in this room that I'm staying in are gunning for you. But I've had your back. I'm protecting you. He's kind of saying, like, he's the only one that was supporting Bananas.
I think he said he's protecting him. He didn't say that, but he did say he hasn't the one that's been specifically gunning for him, but he did say that everybody else has been gunning for him, which is true. That's all true. And I think Bananas knows that regardless. But so
exactly.
I don't think he necessarily was lying about anything. He may have
sugarcoated
things.
It's not the lying, but I think that he's making himself look really bad. Like, he's going to be the first one to jump, the first one to say anything that he has to anybody, because you're right. Bananas knows everybody is going
right.
for him. He's the top, he's the best one in the house. There's no CT, there's no West. Sure, there's Brad, but Bananas is number
right.
one. So Shane doesn't have to be the first one to say, well, Bananas, everybody has an alliance against you except for me. And
right.
then the rest of the two of them were just sitting there in silence like, okay, Shane, this is cool. Thanks
I thought it
for
was
that.
Uncool. I think Victor rose to the bait too hard. He's like, what are you doing, man? Like, he should have been like, all right, that's one way to play it. I think Victor did not play it cool at all.
I actually really
for him.
Well, at the Inquisition, I actually really liked what Victor said. He said, I'm the type of player that I'm going to stab you in the face, not in the back.
Right,
and he kind of
that.
Established himself. I actually really like what he said. He was real. He was honest. I guess Bananas took that in an in intimidating fashion.
Sure.
But I actually liked the way he played it. And I just love Devin, like, not giving two F's about this situation. Like, just sitting there in silence, letting the chips let everybody go crazy, letting Victor and Shane squirm in the situation.
Which is smart. Like, let them shoot themselves in the foot. Which, but again, that goes to Devin being the smarter player. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's, and then I think for Shane, it's expected of him. That's what he's going to do. That's how he plays a game. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. That's
it looked like Shane was kind of emotional. Mm-hmm. Like, you could tell he was nervous. He was squirming in his seat and just kind of saying anything to mm-hmm. make the Troika like him. Mm-hmm. If you were, I guess, in this position, how would you have played that when Banana says, spill the tea? Would you have said something? Would you have made something up like a Corey? Would you have just sat there, not stuck like to your ground?
I probably would just pull a Devin, and unless I'm legitimately asked upon something, I wouldn't really say. I mean, like they always say, like the more you say, you can hang yourself. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? So the less you say, the better.
Yeah,
so
yes, unless exactly. there's
like a reason to really speak up and say much, I mean, play like Devin did. That's mm-hmm. the best way. Stay mm-hmm. safe, you know?
Yep.
But, I mean, you know, I think we kind of expect that kind of stuff from Shane. You know, then you're right. Then yeah. Victor kind of took the bait a little bit. He got a little butthurt, of course. Yep. Which, I mean, it was understandable. It's understandable.
But, right. It's human nature. If someone's going, he did that, it's like, right. Wait a second, I'm not doing... But I think, and I haven't seen this from Victor so much, but we've been hearing from the other Troika members and the other players that Victor sort of, you don't know whether he's sincere or not, so... Whereas what he said seemed like the right thing to say.
It seemed extremely sincere, too, because it wasn't like he was kissing up, though. I felt like he was honest in that Inquisition.
Just being straightforward, you know?
Like, that seed, then I'm, what's the word, impressionable, because that seed was planted in me, and I'm like, that sounds a little too good. Like, I tell it like it is. I'm a straight right. shooter, man.
Yeah.
I was like, well, are you?
Like Tony said, you know? He's like, dude, he's like a really good actor if he's right. like faking it, you know? I mean, yeah, who knows? But
I don't know Victor enough to... It's right. interesting. I don't know.
And he is from Big Brother. And I've only seen what I've seen from Big Brother, which isn't too much. Right. Not the seasons thoroughly. But you can't trust anybody in that game. That right. game is based upon, like, being fake. And Big Brother's always watching you. And how can you okay. go around everybody's back? So right. we haven't seen enough of him in this game. But he seemed genuine to me in that situation. But like you said, it could just be a mask.
Yeah.
Ultimately, let's be real, it's going to come down to who Bananas wants. You know, Scottie Pippen's going to go with Bananas, whoever he wants, so his vote's going to...
Exactly.
It doesn't even matter. Yeah. And then what's Kyle going to do? You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, he's going to get out number 2-1, you know? So it's going right. to come down to Bananas.
Absolutely. And I think Bananas wants Victor.
And Sierra in our group chat said he didn't, Victor, tell it like it is. Because he's never told Bananas that he was gunning for him, which is a good
is
point.
Is he gunning for Bananas actively?
But I think that, again, you're hanging yourself too much if you do take it that far and say, but I'm like, he
but
learned
I
from,
am gunning for
right,
you.
Right, exactly. Like, I'll stab you in the face, I guess, when it comes to it, like if I have to vote you into elimination or if I have to make that decision. But he's on the begging side of this table. There, so he's not going to straight up say, I am going to stab you as soon as I get the chance.
Yeah, unless you say that better, right? But he legitimately is, and they showed that when they were in the room. That whole room was like, oh, we're going after Bananas. They all did agree.
Yes,
right.
exactly. So it's not just him, yeah. Right.
But isn't that whole room now in the thing? Like, that room is Victor.
Well, yeah, three of them, yeah.
Shane, Devin, and Nelson? Is that who else is involved in that?
And I think it was Joss.
Joss
too, right?
is in yeah. there, yeah.
Oh, really? Okay, yeah. Joss.
All the very impressionable people in this game okay. right now. Devin is playing so good. He's rallying the troops. He's finding the people that they're
That's
either new
I'm
to
saying.
This game or they just kind of dislike Bananas. Now they really dislike him.
Devin's yeah. a target if you're
but,
smart.
Yeah. So this continues. I want to get into the Shane and Victor fight at the club.
Okay.
Because at first I was like, I don't even really know what's going on here. But it seems like, so Victor is saying, you know, he's kind of standing his ground during the Inquisition. But then at the club, he does go to Bananas and he basically says, like, what do I have to do to suck up to you in order for you not to throw me in?
Uh-huh.
He straight up says, like, what do you want me to say so I don't get thrown in tomorrow?
Like, I'm going to kiss your butt and
right.
tell you you're
Save
awesome.
Me. What can
right.
we do? Yeah.
And Shane's right by saying that's a very ass-kissing game. But in my head, I'm like, Shane, were you not just kissing Bananas' ass
right.
during the Inquisition? Like, you just did the same thing.
I agree.
So I think Shane is just triggered and nervous and feels threatened and is blowing up in the situation mm-hmm. of the club.
I agree with that.
Me too.
Who do you guys think is right in this situation?
I think they're almost pulling the same tactic, just in a different way.
Right.
You know?
They both want to prove they're the most loyal soldier. Mm-hmm.
Right.
But it's interesting because I think Bananas wants Victor because of Natalie, but his ego is so raw and susceptible that he might like someone saying, I'll do what you want for that
Bananas.
Really might work with Bananas.
That's true, yeah.
And I think that Kyle wants, no one seems to really be having much of an opinion on Devin.
Mm-hmm.
Kyle seems to be more into voting for Shane. So I feel like if Kyle pushed bananas seeing the shiny new toy that he might be able to manipulate and bring the rest of that to bring on to might, even though he likes Natalie, he might like himself better and he might go with and say, sorry, they all wanted, because he can
and flip somebody right that I mean, they could always flip it on Shane. That could be a very easy person to go to.
It could get flipped
to.
On Shane.
That's a good point. I have to agree
with that. Yeah, so I don't know. That's why this is the intrigue.
So, well, Banana says before the cliffhanger, which is like the most not cliffhanger thing ever. Like, we know we're never going to see an elimination and a challenge in the same episode. We know we're never going to see who gets voted in. So Banana says, this person just came in a little bit too hot for me. But that kind of makes me think that it is Victor then, because came in a little bit too hot for me because he's new to this season. Like, it seemed like a very clear decision, at least for what Bananas is voting for.
It does sound that way. However, it could have been referring to at the Troika. Shane came in a little hot with it. Who knows? I mean, I don't know. It's
okay. We do have to wrap up. Tony gave me the wrap up time. So sorry. Could just quickly, who do you think is going to elimination? Not even individual voting. Who do you see going in?
You go.
Shane.
I'm going to go on a limb here and say Shane, because I think the ego is going to get to Johnny. And he thinks he's going to use him as a troop. So
I'm
going
to say, and I'm going to have to eat my words, I'm just going to say massive curveball, Devin. I don't want it to happen. Okay. I'm just saying it because it seems so clear going into commercial that it's, or going into the cliffhanger, that it's not going
to
be him.
I hope so. I would like to see that.
I wonder if maybe they're going to say, forget everything. Shane and Victor, we might want to keep them around because of this tiff they have. Let's throw in Devin because I realize he's the one making the alliance against me. I don't know. That was honestly a really bad argument, because I don't think it's going to be Devin, but I just wanted to choose something different. But it might be. Hey, maybe I'll get the participation trophy next week.
Okay.
Thank you guys so much for joining us again. We love you and appreciate you in the group chat. Thank you so much. This was such an active conversation. I can't wait to read it all later because it's hard with this going on. But let's wrap it all up. My name is Jenna Bussier. You can find me on Twitter at Jenna_Bussier.
My name is Pamela Gross. Thank you all so much for joining us, and let us know who you think is going to be in next week. You can find me on the Twitter and the other stuff at Pamela Gross Jill.
Likewise, David Christopher. Again, thank you guys so much for watching. And definitely, I'm curious. I want to know who you think is going in next week. Find me on Twitter, DPR Christopher. Instagram, David Punkar Christopher. See you next time, guys.
Who wrote the note?
Yes,
who wrote the note?
Bye, y'all.
Executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff. We would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
Look at this.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.